You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Siobhan McKenna, whose mission is to inspire and empower people to design and build extraordinary lives. She is the author of the book, Imagineering Your Life. Siobhan is dedicated to helping people define and live their ultimate lives. She has had a fascination with people who have been happy and ultimately live a wonderful and fulfilled lives. This book is an accumulation of the wisdom and experience she has to share with you. Siobhan, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. It's a privilege to be here and talking with you today.
It is, and good morning to you over on the West Coast. Certainly appreciate your coming out as well. So first of all, tell me a little bit about your story and how you got to where you are today.
Oh, sure. Well, I always wanted to have a good career when, of course, go to college, get a good career, and that's what I did. I went and I received my architecture degree, and then I went back to school and I received my computer science degree, and ultimately ended up working as an engineer in aerospace defense, which I highly enjoyed. But I realized one day I was at this workshop here in San Diego. It wasn't a workshop, it was a huge event at the convention center, and it was all Live Your Best Life. And it was the most amazing, inspirational, motivational speakers that I've ever seen in my life. And it was all going to charity. It was amazing. 10,000 people were in the audience. And it's like people, Tony Robbins was there, Ken Blanchard, John Assaraf, Lisa Nichols, Ariel Ford, like some of the top names in the industry of personal development. And I realized I'd always loved personal development and life success. So what I realized in that audience that day, I said, I would love to do that. I would love to speak around the country, around the world, and write a best-selling book and really touch and inspire people, because this was so inspiring. So that literally catapulted me into saying, okay, what do I want to do with my life? I had a wonderful career, so that was good. That's very important. But I also, during my off time, this book started to come to fruition when I started to look at engineering principles and applying them to life design.
And what inspired you to actually write the book, Imagineering Your Life?
Well, I started out with, okay, if we can design and develop these complex, intelligent computer systems that are deployed around the world with a basic architectural framework, why can't we use that basic architectural framework to design our lives? And I hadn't seen a book out there like that. And this framework is simple. And I like it because it's tangible. It's who, what, why, where, when, how. And you just answer those questions. And I just started, something inside of me just started to write and use those principles, but also talk in the sense of personal development and life success. And that's what inspired me to write it. And I just kept writing, and I realized how much I loved to write, because I love to read, but when I started to write, the world would fall away. So it became a whole new entrepreneurial excursion, and it's been really fun.
It seems like quite an adventure as well. What would you say is your mission and your passion?
Oh, okay. Great question. I looked at that often, and I said, what do I want to do? Why am I doing that? And my passion and my mission is to inspire and empower women around the world to design and build extraordinary lives.
Now, today we're joined by Siobhan McKenna, the author of the book, Imagineering Your Life. She's joined us here this morning on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Siobhan, what would you say has been your biggest challenge, and how have you overcome that?
I think my biggest challenge was when I said, okay, I want to write a book. I was walking with my friend one day, and I said, I had just been back from that conference of the 10,000 people, and I said, gosh, I'd love to speak around the country and really talk about how people can design extraordinary lives. He said, And it was funny because we used to take walks every day, and he said, "What?" He said, "Well, don't these people usually have a book first?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." So that was one challenge. And what the way I and I said, "How am I going to write a book? I'm not." And what my biggest challenge was getting started and started thinking and brainstorming about, okay, how can I actually write a book and what do I want to write about? And I really started to like soul search and take walks and say, okay, how can I write a book? And that was one of my biggest challenges. Definitely writing the book was one of the easiest parts, but I'm such a perfectionist and can be. That was a challenge, and I called my publisher and I said, I need somebody to look at the book front to end and see what they think of it. Somebody outside who doesn't know me. And he was the guy with the critical eye. So that was my biggest challenge, is asking somebody for help and saying, okay, can you make sure this book is in tip-top shape? And so that's to the entrepreneurs out there. You can't, success isn't on your own. You get help. Surround yourself with people who are stronger in areas that you're not so strong in. And that's one challenge that was hard for me, but one that I know has really helped with, and I've seen in other entrepreneurs, surround yourself with people who are smarter than you in areas that you're not so smart, because you're the entity. You're the main entity, but it's being humble enough to say, hey, I could use help.
Yeah, that's well said. Good advice. And what are the three key principles in your book, Imagineering Your Life?
Oh, okay. Okay, so total is, it's Imagineering Your Life, 7 principles for designing and building an extraordinary life. And so the three top key principles are, first, it's the why, the inspiration. Why are you inspired every day? Like for me, oh my gosh, it was writing. All of a sudden, I'd love to write. I'd go to work and then I'd work 9-10 hour day. But then I'd come home and I'd write sometimes from 6 o'clock in the evening till midnight. And the world would fall away. And so that's the why. Why was I inspired every day? That really helped. And if you ask yourself those type of questions, what do you do that the world falls away? And then the second is the what, and that's the vision. Okay, what is that ultimate vision for your life? Where are you living? What's the ideal place and ideal climate that you like? What is it on the East Coast, West Coast? Is it in the mountains? Is it in a small town? Is it in a city? Also, what kind of, do you want to have a mate? Or do you want to have children? Do you want to have a nice family? Or do you want to travel around the world? What's that vision? But you have to really ask yourself, and that's where the imagination comes in. Where is this life? And it's fun to imagine when, and it's no holds barred. You know, it's literally, you can let your mind just wander and say, okay, what is this ultimate life? And then finally, when you get clear on the inspiration and the vision, it's now take action. And that's the 7th principle. And that's because you have to take action in order to get to have that inspiration and that vision ultimately come to fruition. So it's so important you do that. So those are the 3 key principles, the inspiration, the vision, and the action.
All 3 so important to get to where you're striving for. Now, why did you decide to have a radio show called Imagineering Your Life, A Fresh Life Design, and what is the goal of your radio show?
Oh, okay. So, and it was just launched last week. So we're kind of putting it together. I'm kind of envisioning that, because I think the power of the verbal word, to hear the person's voice. I love hearing like audio tapes and audio CDs and hearing the radio, because I'm very auditory. And I don't know, there's something about hearing other people's stories. And that's, so the key of the Life Design Radio, which is all based upon Imagineering Your Life, I'm going to have guests that can share their stories of life design and how they came and overcame challenges, all different types of guests. Then I'm also going to do days where I'll just be talking and delving down into one of the principles in the book, like let's say the inspiration, and giving the listeners ways to get started and say, okay, well, what does inspire me? And to start thinking about that, where it'll be fun. And that's, I want to keep it fresh and light. And also, and the big thing is the stories, like the way you're, what you're doing now with the helping the entrepreneurs, having this wonderful radio show. It's because everybody has a story and everybody has a lesson that they've learned that they can share with others, and you never know who you can help.
And I appreciate that. That's certainly what we're striving for here as well. I like what you've got going on your end, on your show as well. How can we get a copy of your book, and what's the time of your new radio show?
Oh, okay. For my book, you can go to imagineeringyourlife.com, and you can just click right there, order it, and it gets you right to Amazon. And you can, it's also in the Kindle, and you can also get it from Barnes & Noble, and it's on the Nook. So imagineeringyourlife.com. You can also get in contact with me at info@imagineeringyourlife.com. I also, my radio show is going to be aired on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock Pacific time, and also re-aired at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the way you can get, you can start listening to the radio show, it's getting set up right now on imagineeringyourlife.com, so you can just click on that, and you can listen to it at those times. And it'll also be recorded, so you don't have to be there at, you know, 10 Pacific time. You can just say, oh, I want to hear what Life Design Radio had. So again, it'll be on Tuesdays at 10 Pacific time, 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Well, very good. Been good to have had you, Siobhan. Very inspiring and very helpful information. We've been speaking with Siobhan McKenna, the author of the book, Imagineering Your Life. You can simply pick up the book at imagineeringyourlife.com. Also tune into the radio show, Imagineering Your Life, A Fresh Life Design, at that same location. Siobhan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much. You take care. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.